Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner and Ted Mooney with update number 44 for the week of September 24th, 2007. We begin this week with my interview with Craig Jacobs of Zynex Corporation, discussing environmentally friendly plating solutions. On the line today is Craig Jacobs of Zynex Corporation in Oxnard, California. Zynex is an industry leader in environmentally friendly plating solutions, including their cyanide-free Viro Brass Bath and their Coatin alternative to Hex Chrome. Thanks for joining us, Craig.
Yeah, thanks for having me again.
Now, we see that you offer a cyanide-free brass plating process. Our understanding has been that cyanide is necessary to tie up the copper so some zinc will deposit. How do you get around that and make a process that is free of cyanide?
This bath was developed about 2 to 3 years ago, so it's relatively new. It's a proprietary alkaline bath that produces a true brass color, which is a 70-30 color. The bath does not contain any brightness, but can be used as a strike or a heavy plate bath. When you do a plate bath, you can deposit a heavy layer of brass. You can actually polish it and get more of a cyanide brass color, which is a very yellowish, goldish color. So it is possible to do that. But just as a strike bath, you're going to find you get more of a true brass color.
And what do you do for anodes in this type of bath? Does the user buy brass anodes or a mix of copper anodes and zinc anodes? And can you walk us through how this process works?
On this bath, you could either use 316 stainless steel anodes, or you can use solid brass anodes. Most customers prefer to use brass anodes because it cuts down on your running cost, pulling the copper and zinc off that anode. It is possible also to use a combination of copper and zinc anodes to achieve a certain color that you're looking for. Basically, the makeup of the bath is you would start off with a starter solution that would be in a liquid form, and that is usually ready to use. That is pH adjusted. The pH on the bath is 9. And then you would drop your anodes in and just put a rectifier on. Then that's basically it on the starter. You've also got replenishers. You got one liquid additive and a salt replenisher and then a pH adjuster with the bath.
And is the brass plated onto a nickel underplate or directly onto the substrate?
You can do both. You can plate over a nickel underplate. Most people that do that would just flash it with the bath to achieve the color and then put a clear coat on top. You can use a traditional brass lacquer or a clear e-coating system. It will also play directly over copper and steel.
Okay, and another intriguing finish is your Coatin Hex Chrome alternative. This is used instead of chromium plating?
Correct. The bath is it's a cobalt tin bath with a little bit of tungsten. There are other baths in the industry that are also cobalt tin-based. The only difference with this bath is you have a lot better color than a traditional cobalt tin bath. In a lot of applications, the color will match Hex Chrome color, which is that blue-white finish. And I've had customers where we would plate one piece with Hex and then another piece with trichrome and then the one with the Coatin. You can pull out the trichrome sample automatically, you know, with the color. And then the Coatin and the Hex, they will mix up almost every time. Cannot tell the difference. And then also this bath allows you to plate in barrel, which is a great advantage. And it also uses very little power. The current density on the bath is only about 3 amps per square foot. And then the throwing power is also phenomenal. It's a lot better than what Hex is and also better than what trichrome is.
And this being an alloy bath, can you briefly walk us through how it's done?
Yeah, basically, again, you would start off with a starter solution that is ready to use. You would heat the bath up to 140 degrees, and generally used on a rack application, you would plate at about 5 to 5.1 volts. So you adjust the voltage and then leave your current setting wide open. And every time the color comes out perfectly, and you're in the bath for about 30 seconds to, I would say, 2 minutes, depending on the application.
Thanks, Craig. And maybe you could briefly tell us what other environmentally friendly plating processes you offer.
Some new baths that we have a cyanide-free bronze bath that's doing very well in the industry. Very easy to use. You only got one replenisher with this bath. and you can either get a copperish look or you can get a more of a yellowish bronze color. Again, you can strike with the bath or do a heavy deposit of bronze and then polish it or buff it afterwards. Then we also dig on alkaline coppers. We have three different kinds of alkaline copper baths. We have the cobre, which is a heavy build bath. It generally builds at about 1 to 1.5 mils per hour and is great for heat stop off or just your regular job shop where you build a heavy copper and then polish it afterwards. Then we have a general strike bath that you could strike steel with or just place most items that you would use a cyanide-based bath for. And then we have also die-cast, which is a bath that was developed exclusively for zinc die-cast or castings or pot metal, where you get a great adhesion and virtually no blistering. In an actual production line, you can get 1% or less reject rate with that die-cast on zinc die-cast, which is great. Then another bath we have is a Vara Black bath, which is a replacement for black nickel or black chrome. It's a cobalt-based bath, but the advantage with that is you do not have any nickel in the bath. And then we also have NR2000, which is a cobalt-based bath that works great for, again, either as a chrome alternative, chrome finish. It's a little darker than what Coton is, and then you can also use it as an undercoat to rhodium. Because rhodium is so expensive right now, a lot of people want to put an undercoating that's still very hard and white. So you can build with this and then flash with the rhodium afterwards. It will cut your cost down tremendously. We also have a cleaner, general cleaner, which is called VyroClean, which was passed by the ATMD of California. And it's just a basic soap cleaner, electro cleaner, and all-around cleaner that you could use in a cleaning facility. And we also have Z-Guard, which is a tin zinc bath that was developed as a cadmium alternative where you achieve high salt spray hours on steel. Salt spray hours that we achieved with it starting at 500 to 2,000 hours. It's also being used in the industry as a silver alternative, or imitation silver, I should say, for jewelry.
Thanks, Craig. And how can people reach you if they are interested in learning more about these environmentally friendly plating processes?
Well, you could go to our webpage, which is zynexcorp.com, and give us a call at 1-888-2-ZYNEX, just 2 and then ZYNEX. And then you can also email me directly if you have any questions on any of these products at zynexcraig@msn.com.
And just a reminder, listeners can find you in the chemicals directory at finishing.com. And thanks so much for updating us on environmentally friendly plating chemistries, Craig.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me again, and I do believe some of the alternatives that's out today are a lot better than what they were, I would say, 5 or 6 years ago, and in some cases will actually give you a competitive advantage over your competitors.
Thanks so much, Craig.
If you'd like to discuss your surface finishing product or service on a future podcast, please give us a call at 732-477-1447.
Finishing.com has added a new feature this week. Each of our 50,000 Q&A threads now has a link for readers to save that page to Delicious. If you are not yet familiar with Delicious, you naturally might ask, what is it, and why would you bother doing that? Well, Delicious, the URL is actually del.icio.us, is one of the emergence technologies of the new web. You can look up emergence at wikipedia.org. It's a very interesting philosophy slash science that says the whole really is greater than the sum of the parts. For a more convincing introduction to emergence, get hold of Douglas Hofstetter's fascinating Pulitzer Prize winning book, Godel Escher Bach, An Eternal Golden Braid. But back to Delicious and the problems it solves and the emergence it brings. We all appreciate the issues involved in filing a document into one particular folder. If you received a summary of your buddy Sam's presentation at an ASF meeting about extending the life of an electroless nickel bath, for example, do you put it in your Sam folder, your ASF folder, or your electroless nickel folder? There is no right answer, because if Sam calls, you wish it was in his folder. If your electroless nickel customer calls, you wish it was there, etc. And with more complex documents, the issue of where to put it and still be able to find it is trickier still. When it comes to the billions of pages of the World Wide Web, how do you ever find anything again? An approach to solving this is to organize things by tags instead of folders. Thus, you could tag Sam's presentation with the words SAM, ASF, Electroless Nickel, and Presentations. With Delicious, you can almost instantly tag any interesting web page at any time with whatever tags you want, and easily find it later with a couple of those tags. You don't worry about organization. You tag finishing pages at finishing.com or any other finishing sites with whatever finishing terms you choose, and you tag reviews of plasma TVs with plasma TV, football schedules with football, addresses of apple orchards with apple picking, etc. Almost as fast as saving pages to Delicious as finding them. Type a couple of the pages' tags and you found it. So it's a terrific answer to the problem of refinding all the good stuff on the web. But where does emergence come in? Well, in addition to seeing the pages you've saved, you can see the pages everyone else has saved. And here's the beauty part. While many of the other people's pages may still be inapplicable to your needs at the moment, as happens with a conventional search engine, any pages which you do find applicable, you can instantly save to your own area. Plus, you're free to change the tags to match your way of thinking instead of the other guys, so you can find them that much quicker next time. Everyone is going to be using Delicious or one of its competitors soon. Why not be the first on your block?
Finishing.com would like to welcome Reed S. Watson & Associates as a new advertiser in the Job Shops directory. Located in Big Pine, California, and in business for 45 years, Reed S. Watson & Associates does metal finishing in all finishes and powder coating in all colors to serve many industries. Specializing in restoration of plumbing fixtures and fittings, they also offer a machine service for those hard-to-get items. For more information on Reed S. Watson & Associates, please click on the Job Shops directory on our homepage. Here's excerpts from NASF Government Relations news items for September 2007. Item: Senate confirms new manufacturing czar. The Senate unanimously confirmed William G. Woody Sutton to serve as Assistant Secretary for Manufacturing and Services in the Department of Commerce. Mr. Sutton is replacing Al Frink, who was the first person to hold this position. The so-called manufacturing czar is responsible for overseeing the trends and developments for U.S. manufacturing. Item: Proposed legislation in Congress would create interagency green chemistry program. The U.S. House of Representatives recently passed a bill that would create a new so-called Green Chemistry Research Program, which would provide interagency coordination on discovering and disseminating environmentally benign chemicals and substances in commerce, and would make the head of EPA's Office of Research and Development co-chair of the working group responsible for implementing the effort. Green chemistry is being aggressively promoted by environmentalists and actively supported by EPA as a way to design chemicals with relatively benign properties, posing less risk to human health and the environment than chemicals designed without considering green chemistry principles. Item: Pre-registration process begins for European Union REACH chemical legislation. On December 18, 2006, the European Union Council of Ministers ended years of drafting and negotiating and finally approved the registration, evaluation, and authorization of chemicals legislation. This new legislation is now in the early implementation stages. One of the first steps in this broad and comprehensive new REACH legislation is a pre-registration process, whereby companies identify chemical substances that they intend to manufacture, use, or import into the EU. The comprehensive approach to the REACH legislation marks a dramatic change in how chemical substance will be managed and used in the global marketplace. Companies that intend to use, manufacture, or export chemicals in Europe should participate in the pre-registration process. Item: EPA finalizes halogenated solvents cleaning residual risk rule. Under its authority to control residual risk, EPA published a final rule in the Federal Register on May 3, 2007, to control emissions of perchloroethylene, trichloroethylene, and methylene chloride from machines that use halogenated solvents for cleaning parts. 72 Fed Reg 25138, halogenated solvent cleaning is generally used in conjunction with industrial processes such as plating, painting, inspections, repair, assembly, heat treatment, and machining. For more information about the industry-related government relations activities discussed here, please visit the official website of the National Association for Surface Finishing at www.nasf.org or contact headquarters at 202-457-8404. You can also contact the NASF policy arm, the Policy Group, directly at 202-457-0630. Here's the calendar of events through the end of September. On September 23rd through the 25th, Southern Metal Finishing Conference will be taking place at the Embassy Suites Hotel in Charleston, South Carolina. The 2007 event will focus on training for the practical applications of powder coating, plating, and waste treatment processes. TED's interview with Paul Fisher, the organizer of the event, is available on the calendar page. On September 24th and 25th, Powder Coating Academy, sponsored by Metal Finishing Magazine in conjunction with Southern Metal Finishing, will be taking place in Charleston, South Carolina. Instructed by Tiger Drylack, this two-day course will teach how powder coatings will help you thrive in the ever-changing finishing market. My interview with Greg Valero, publisher of Metal Finishing Magazine, is available on the calendar page. On September 27th, there will be a joint CMFI-AESF member meeting at Coletti's Restaurant in Chicago, Illinois, with updates on business climate in Illinois by Mike Holwinski and NASF by Jolie Zach. And on September 28th, the Northern California section of the Electrochemical Society will be presenting Basics of Cleaning Processes for Integrated Circuit Manufacturing course at LAM Research in Fremont, California. And for more information on all of these events, please click on the calendar on our homepage.
That wraps things up, folks. We hope you come back next week. For Kate and myself, thanks for listening.